With the ongoing shortage of places to live, the government has instructed local authorities to zone more land for housing. However, last month, Wicklow County Council turned down a planning application for hundreds of new homes in the town of Arklow because it said the development would result in unsustainable growth. This is despite the opening of a €139 million Euro wastewater treatment plant. Our reporter Kate Egan has been to Arklow to find out more about the challenges facing the town.
It's ongoing, flowing all the time.
The buses find it hard to either come around the corners to come up or down town. There's nearly a crash today.
Some of the residents of Arklow telling me about the traffic situation. It's a town where, according to the 2023 census, the population has almost trebled in 20 years to just over 29,000. And here on the town's main street, the congestion is one of the main topics of conversation.
They're speeding up and down the roads.
There's nowhere to park for to bring in donations to the shop.
They have to park way up top of there and try to bring donations down. And there could be heavy bags or anything. And if there's only one in the shop, we can't go out and help.
Has it got worse over the years, do you think?
Yes, yeah. Definitely, I think, yeah.
It has. Definitely, it's said that the amount of traffic that's in this town and you don't see anyone walking up or down the town.
There's too much traffic using one single road as it is. So when you have another, say, 800 or 900 houses being built, two cars per family, what are you going to do with the other sort of 15, 16, 1700 cars? It's already gridlock here some days. So I think that really needs to get sorted out.
We're just right in the middle of the town. We can see there's an awful lot of traffic and it's not even at peak kind of drive time at the moment. Is it quite bad most days?
It is, and it's surprising that there isn't a crash here on this particular junction at least once a week.
Wicklow County Council say a traffic study is now being carried out and will be included in the new Arklow Planning Framework document, which local councillors are expected to consider at their meeting next month. The document will look at more than just the town's traffic problems, focusing on a range of infrastructure issues, including housing and where Arklow should be developing in the future.
My name is Pat Kennedy. I'm a Fianna Fáil County Councillor in the Arklow Municipal District. We have to take into consideration where there's a lack of infrastructure. We have to look at where the schools have to be built. The roads and the sewerage are the two big ones, because at the moment you can't get into Arklow from the north side.
I'm Maria Murphy, an independent councillor. And I've lived in Arklow all my life. First of all, we need to zone the land, and we need to zone it appropriately, you know, where we think the best options are. But also then we need to put forward our infrastructure plans to Wicklow County Council and for them to go forward to Department Transport, Housing, Roads. Without that, we won't have the infrastructure.
One of the big infrastructure projects recently completed in Arklow was the €139 million Euro wastewater sewage treatment plant, which was officially opened earlier this year. But it had been delayed for decades due to planning difficulties.
It stopped the development of our town because we had just so limited resources before that. And our town, again, was, you know, I suppose, it slipped through the system. There was a lot of objections many years ago. And thank God, I know it took 30 years, but now we're past that history and we have a huge top-of-the-range sewerage system. I do worry about when our improvements do come in years to come, but they say that the new system will be able to take more development, which is good.
Last month, Wicklow County Council turned down a planning application for 660 new homes on greenfield lands just outside of Arklow. In its decision, the council said the proposed development would be excessive and would result in what it said was the unsustainable growth of the town. Councillor Pat Kennedy says Arklow Town does need more housing, as it currently has hundreds on its housing list. But he also says he'd like to see a more joined-up approach to infrastructure planning.
There is more infrastructure needed, and the road network has to be looked at both at the north side and extending the road network at the south side. That would make a huge difference, and that's where I think we need a dedicated task force with a senior planner and a senior engineer sitting on it, chaired by the chief executive or the district manager, and with no politician sitting on it.
Councillor Miriam Murphy says while any housing is an improvement, the infrastructure to support it is also needed.
Our traffic infrastructure, our roads. We have a major problem on both sides of the town, be it the N11 and out through Woodenbridge Avoca. that there. So we need huge infrastructure. We need the department to fund, and it's all down to funding. But it's also putting our foot forward in saying, now that we've got the sewage plant started, where do we go from here? How do we start? How do we join the dots up? Because I feel it's in our hands now to do that.
But for many living here, sorting the current infrastructure problems, especially the traffic, should be the first priority.
Arklow needs a lot of investment. The town really badly has been stuck now for about maybe 15, 20 years. The main street is barred tumbleweed, or the cars going up and down. That's all you have. You have no one shopping on it anymore.
I've lived here nearly 31 years my whole life, and they don't seem to be doing anything with the town. Just letting it go to waste, to be honest with you. It needs more houses, and it needs another road to come out of Arklow as well. So it does, instead of everyone coming in there to town, because with all the schools as well.
There is an inherent problem, but I don't think it's just Arklow. I think it's pretty much nationwide. If it's going on here, it's going on somewhere else as well.
Kate Egan reporting from Arklow in County Wicklow.